Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Our friends at Entergy congratulate the hardworking men and women at Grand Gulf Nuclear Station. In addition to powering Mississippi homes and businesses with clean, low-cost energy, Grand Gulf plays an important role as an economic driver in our state. Thank you for strengthening our communities, and congratulations on your record-setting production. The carbon-free energy from Grand Gulf will power a brighter future for generations to come. Entergy. We power life.
Okay. All right. So David Johnson on the Out of Bounds Show. David, I've never seen a schedule like this. Ole Miss, Troy, Central Arkansas, at Georgia Tech, Tulsa, Kentucky, at Vandy, Auburn. I mean, that stretch is either 7-0 or 6-1. And I don't know if anybody can beat them before they go to LSU. You agree or disagree?
No, I agree with that. You know, Kentucky's obviously not going to be an easy out, despite the trouble down at Auburn. We all know Auburn always has football talent, and this year will be no different. You know, but those are two winnable games, so Ole Miss could be going to Baton Rouge 7-0. It's you know, the back end of that schedule though is brutal. I mean, I'm sure you're sitting there looking at it. I mean, you know, there's Arkansas, there's Texas A&M and Alabama, there's Mississippi State to end the year with. I mean, and we all know, we never know what's going to happen in that game. So, you know, but how much momentum can you harness with those first seven games that might carry you on through to a 10-11 win season? You know, a lot's going to depend, I think, on the quarterback situation. You know, has someone emerged? Has somebody taken control of that offense? And I think that's the most important thing. You know, is Jackson Dart boom or bust? You know, can Luke Altmyer go out there and manage a lot of weapons around him and make the Rebels win? And look, you know, here's the thing. I think, you know, that's lost a little bit on some Ole Miss fans. Luke Altmyer, signing him was a huge deal. A huge deal. I mean, he was Matt Corral's backup as a true freshman. He's got NFL potential all over him. You know, he's just a young guy. So it's not like it's Jackson Dart and then Luke Altmyer. There's not that big of a gap between the two. So, you know, the bottom line was Ole Miss had Luke Altmyer, and they knew they needed more depth at the quarterback position. They went out and got it.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of what happened there.
Okay, so what about
– I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before I drink, I notice a difference the next day, even after a night out. For example, when we smash steaks and drink bourbon and so on, I do it without worry because of Z-Biotics. You should too. Go to zbiotics.com/OOB to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times. Cheers.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
How much time do I have? Yeah, I've got enough time. David Johnson on the Corona Premier Guest Line. Let's go to defense. Same thing on offense. You lost your best player, Matt Corral. Okay, and then on defense, Sam Williams. You got a new defensive coordinator. Who's gonna be the best player on the field for the defense, David?
Yeah, if I had to hedge my bets right now, I'm putting my money on two guys. One is the defensive end outside linebacker Cedric Johnson.
Okay.
Yeah, Sed had 6.5 sacks last season, and it's time for him to blow up and really kind of assume that Sam Williams role as a feared pass rusher. The other guy is a transfer. You know, it's J.J. Pegues, who they're going to line up mostly in a zero technique at nose tackle. He's talented and athletic enough. He can play anywhere along that defensive front. But that's where you're going to see him the most is he's going to be over the center. And he gives them, like, the ability to rush the passer from the interior of the line. I mean, I watched him in the springtime just blow up offensive lines in the gut. And be on the passer in no time flat. J.J., everybody remembers, he was a tremendous athlete at Oxford High School, and that has not left him. And I'm excited to see what he does up on that defensive front. I think for the first time since the 2014 season where Ole Miss went to a New Year's Six game, got routed by TCU in the Peach Bowl, that they're playing with a defensive line this year that is genuinely, truly going to be 8 to 9 men deep in the rotation without really losing a beat. And I think that makes them dangerous on defense. Chris Partridge, he's going to roll the dice more than DJ Durkin did. So it's going to be interesting to see how he plays into all of this. But deep defensive line, deep secondary, question marks at linebacker. That's kind of the defense right now.
Okay. All right, and we expect Crum to be the play caller, correct?
I'm sorry, on defense?
Yeah, did I get that right?
Chris Partridge is running that.
Partridge,
defense.
Yes. Yeah. All right. So Partridge will be the play caller taking over for DJ Durkin. All right.
Yes, absolutely. They share the title of co-defensive coordinator, but Chris Partridge is running the defense.
All right. So yeah. I can't wait to see how that looks. All right. Well, all right, real quick. I got like 30 seconds. Give me one freshman that could have an impact in either a spot starter or, you know, play a lot, whatever.
Yeah, I'm going to throw at you Davison Igbignosen, cornerback from New Jersey. Got here early. The guy's got tremendous skills back there. Flashed a lot in the spring. I could see Davison playing a big role back in the Ole Miss secondary.
Okay. We'll leave it there. David Johnson, Rebels 247, 247 Sports. He joined us on the Out of Bounds show in the Corona Premier Guest Line. David, we appreciate it. Happy 4th of July to you and your family.
Hey, Bo, thank you very much.
David Johnson on the Out of Bounds show. Ole Miss Insider recapped a little bit of the celebration and the parade. And then we jumped into some Ole Miss football, both offense and defense. Don't blink, but next week when we get back, we'll only be like a week out or so from SEC football media days. in Atlanta. I know it sounds weird, Atlanta, Georgia, not Birmingham, Alabama. You know, I've been over to Birmingham for I don't know how many of those, Blake.
Too many
to count, yeah. 7, 8, or 9. We used to, back in like 2004 and 5 and 6, we used to stay the whole time. That was before the Twitters and the SEC Network and all that. Now you can get everything from your couch, which is nice for us. We do go over for a night. I don't think I'm going to go to Hotlanta, but I don't know. I may. If the Braves are in, let's look during the break. If the Braves are in town, I can justify that and go for a day. I won't be at Media Days for more than 47 minutes, but do a little bit of that and go to the new Braves Stadium. And I got to see Dale Murphy's new restaurant and bar. He's been driving me crazy. Well, now that we're best friends. And so I may go to Atlanta for SEC Football Media Days. But can you believe it? It's right around the corner. Good morning. Welcome in. We'll tell you about our giveaway on the other side.